If you're in New York, I think it's doing pretty well. I think the governor did a great job through his health department and his insurance department of putting this together. They have an excellent functioning exchange. I had someone ask me a question one night over the holidays at a gathering I was at. I was able to go back to the office, reach out to someone I know in the state exchange, and that person provided the answer in less than 24 hours. And it was not an uncomplicated question. So they're very well prepared, and they respond promptly. And that, to me, is impressive. So in New York, I think it's working well. In the rest of the country, I think they're still struggling. And I think that that's unfortunate. And clearly, the way in which it was rolled out was not a high level of competence in the process. I think they're getting that under control, but they need to continue to work at it, and they need to have people running the program who are not political and are not policy people, but who are nuts and bolts people, people who know how to make the program run, but also understand how the insurance industry works, how the healthcare system works, so that they can solve problems in a pragmatic way rather than in some conceptual or philosophic way.
The legislation itself, the Republicans have dozens of times tried to repeal it. Do you think Republicans will be willing this time to look at revising rather than repealing?
I think that depends largely on how many people actually sign up by April 1st. So if you're into the 4 or 5 million number, it becomes very difficult to now say to those 4 or 5 million people, we're going to repeal this without any replacement. It also would wreak havoc on the healthcare system. And I think that that's been a largely unrecognized potential negative outcome here, a real lack of understanding of what this would do to the healthcare system. So I think if we get to that 4 or 5 million people, I think folks on the other side of the aisle will be more willing to do some constructive activity to make this work better. And I've said since the very beginning that I was sure that we were going to have to make modifications to the bill. I'm convinced today we need to make modifications to the bill. What we now have to understand is, what are the impacts of doing that? So if you make a particular change, how does that impact the entire system? Not just the healthcare exchanges, but how does it affect the healthcare system? And that kind of analysis, I think, if done, would lend itself to a number of very pragmatic solutions.
Congressman Owens, you have read the entire Affordable Health Care Act. You have said, since you read it, that there should be some changes. Mm-hmm. What should be changed?
Well, I'll give you some very, I think, relatively simple examples. One of the areas that's been in hot dispute, of course, is the idea that you have people who want to have policies that are only available in the event of a major catastrophe, right? So what we need to look at there is, can you do that? Subject, I think, to two things. What is the impact on the system if you do that? In other words, if you pull those people out of the exchanges, what's the impact, if any? I'm not sure that there is. And then how do they fund those large deductibles? And I think the way you do that is by, if you will, almost requiring the funding of a health savings account. I think that we should be pushing HSAs much more aggressively and providing people vehicles to fund those for the deductibles they're seeing in their current and existing policies, making sure that we're providing that kind of incentive. That could be done by a tax credit, for instance. If you put money into an HSA, not only do you get a deduction for that, but maybe you get some form of a tax credit up to a certain level of income, so that we are doing things that take into account how the system is functioning.
One of the topics we haven't hit yet is immigration reform.
My suspicion is that that is not going to play much before February. I think we need to get through the unemployment issue, the appropriations bills, and probably the debt ceiling, as well as the farm bill, before we take on immigration. I just don't think that there's room, if you will, either from a timing standpoint, but also from an emotional standpoint, to tackle another large issue to you get through those first three or four.
Immigration reform has been on the docket for so long. Have most of the major issues been sugared out on that?
No, I don't think they have at all, actually. You know, the Senate bill, I thought, was a reasonable compromise piece of legislation. The House has been unwilling to take that up. I'm a co-sponsor of a bill introduced by the Democrats, and about five or six Republicans have co-sponsored it, that largely looks like the Senate bill. It's not an exact mirror. But the issue that remains, probably two or three issues that remain to be resolved, obviously, is the people who are here in the United States. Do you move them towards citizenship? And if so, what's the path? The second piece is, how much money do you spend on securing the southern border? So I think that those are two very big, very emotional issues that we haven't resolved. I'll tag something next to that, though. One of my big concerns, because of where we live, is that if you focus so solely on the southern border, you will potentially damage the northern border. And that, to me, is very dangerous because, as we all know, Canada's our largest trading partner. We get millions of visitors just through the Port of Champlain every year, not all of whom, unfortunately, come to Plattsburgh, but they do travel through. So they're buying gas, they're buying meals, they're doing all kinds of things. That, to me, is a very critical piece that can't be forgotten as we go through immigration reform.
With all of the issues that we've talked about, and these are just the major issues, how big a factor will the mid-year elections be in accomplishing things in Congress this year?
Well, I think there's a relatively short window for getting things done. I think you got 3 or 4 months, maybe five, to get some things done, and then it's going to revert to the typical political battles that prevent people from moving forward with significant pieces of legislation.
Bill Owens, thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
Bill Owens has represented his Northern New York district since 2009. He is a member of the House Committee on Appropriations. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.